are actually happy to have someone join us here on our little get-together this morning. We have Dr. Seja Francis, who is a board-certified rheumatologist, and she is from the Premier Medical Group. Dr. Francis, thank you so much for stopping by this morning and joining us here on Fox in the Morning.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me, John and Denise.
We have, you know, we've kind of gotten into a topic of conversation that is on a lot of people's minds at this point, and we would like to have a little bit more conversation about this, and that happens to be about telemedicine. We're hearing more and more and more about using the telemedicine program, and we understand that Premier Medical Group is also a participant in the telemedicine program. What is Yes. telemedicine? First of all, let's start there. What is telemedicine?
So telemedicine is a chance for the patient to see and speak to the doctor virtually without being in the office. So this has been launched because of the pandemic. Medicare, CMS, and all the insurers have been pushing telemedicine to help to reduce the spread of the coronavirus, because some of the, you know, it's difficult to control the spread when you have a full clinic of patients in the office. So telemedicine helps us. This is our way of socially distancing in medicine.
Okay, but now...
But you're able to interact with your doctor.
Okay, but now that, of course, leads you to, you know, another question that is somewhat uh-huh. important. As you are talking with your doctor, many times, you know, I mean, just... You know, from you when you go for a physical type of thing, you know, your yeah. doctor says, okay, it's time to order some tests. You know, I mean, how do we deal with it, you know, when it comes to the using telemedicine? How is a patient going to actually do something like that?
So we doctors order it as we usually do on our computers, usually through our electronic health records. But we usually send the requisition or the order form to the imaging center or laboratory, so we can fax it there directly. So whenever the patient decides to go, when they're comfortable and decides to go, it's there waiting for them.
Okay,
they don't have to worry about having to pick it up.
Okay, now let's talk about this for just a moment. I mean, going out, I mean, on a routine situation, you know, like we said, you know, a routine medical exam generally requires, you know, a regular blood test for the usual things that doctors are looking for. You know, in your own opinion, I mean, as we look about this, I mean, should patients feel somewhat comfortable, you know, going to get, you know, those related tests?
Testing done. So that's a very good question, which I've been talking to a lot of patients about this week, especially since I'm a rheumatologist. I use a lot of immunosuppressive medications for autoimmune disorders. So we need regular blood work. So because of the peak of the pandemic, which we felt was about a week or two ago, I had kind of restricted patients to go out. But starting this week, the ones that need urgent blood work, I am encouraging them to go out with a mask, make an appointment at the lab before they go, and they can do that easily online. And as far as I'm aware, the labs are all very, you know, especially like Quest, LabCorp, our lab, and Premier Labs, all very concerned about the spread, and so protection is very important. So all the staff is wearing protective gear. Protective gear is provided to the patients. And so I think it's gotten much safer. And we need to restart care for the chronic conditions slowly because there's been a lot of patients who've been delaying care and suffering at home. So I think it's time to start slowly doing that. And I did hear, John, in Orange County, things are not looking as good as in the other counties. But, you know, there's been some good news in terms of less testing, as far as I'm aware, in Orange County, and slight reduction in death. So hopefully we will also turn around soon here in Orange County. So we use our electronic medical record, which is MedEnd. So we have a video visit feature in our EHR. So we just have to click on the video, and so the EHR is monitoring and recording, not recording, it doesn't record, but it logs the time in and out. So it's everything is logged in, if insurance needs information, things like that. So for us, it's been very helpful to have an EHR that could do video visits.
One final question before we let you go, and we appreciate your stopping by. I was just thinking of this. You know, many people, now, of course, you're a rheumatologist, so yes. This might be a little bit of a different question, but I'm sure that it is still, you know, normally answerable. There are many patients, you know, who have, you know, a continued, you know, health issue, but a common ones like high blood pressure or that types of things. I mean, for those people, would because of telemedicine, would you like recommend that people like that make sure that they have their own blood pressure monitors so that they can give a reading to the doctor while you're online, that type of thing?
Yes, I do recommend that, although you have to be cautious about electronic blood pressure monitors. They can often go, they can be inconsistent. So as long as you have an electronic monitor that you do at home that's calibrated at your doctor's office, I think it is very useful to have the blood pressure and pulse, especially for primary care physicians and internists. Family practitioners who, you know, value that and use that in their assessment. That would be useful.
One more question, because this has been coming up again in some of the discussions and so forth like that. Are they recommending? I mean, we know that we have the particular issues with COVID. Are they recommending pulse oximeters? You know, for regular usage, or is that just still something that would just say?
Not for regular usage. We're using it more in doctor's offices, but I do know healthcare personnel who may have gotten coronavirus use it at home. So if you feel like you have coronavirus and you have a pulse oximeter at home, it's okay, you know. It's not a bad idea to monitor, although I think you would have symptoms of shortness of breath before you would have an abnormal reading. You know, you would feel it.
Yeah.
So you don't necessarily need the pulse oximeter. You would call the doctor because you're feeling short of breath.
Okay. Dr. Francis from Premier Medical Group, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And that was enlightening because, again, there's a lot of people that are still a bit confused about telemedicine.
Yes.
And I think you have brought some additional information to our listeners, and we appreciate your stopping by.
Thank you for having me. And I recommend this for, you know, everyone right now. It's working well for me and my patients. Just wanted to plug our website, www.pmgtelemedicine.com, if anyone is interested in telemedicine through our practice.
Very good. Thank you, doctor, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Here I am waiting. I'll have to leave soon.